So cultural fit is more about the balance of applied book knowledge as well as the personality of the person that fits into the community. So what kind of personalities fit? And this is all going to be used for example, human resources could easily use information like this in the future. International hiring practices are going up in foreign, in Japanese companies. So companies like Rakuten or Sony or SoftBank, they're looking at international employees at the moment. So creating some sort of patterns for hiring practices is really kind of is one goal. And the other goal is to help newbies who are coming here. They're in their second or third year and they want to know, will I last? If I wanted to work here, is this a possible thing for me to do? And maybe there are some signs they should look for if they don't fit into the community. You know?
There doesn't seem to be as much of an inflow of people coming into Japan to find work as I remember from the early and mid-90s, though.
Yeah, I totally agree.
This was a...
we had the bubble in America, too.
Right. And when I came, we hadn't realized yet that the bubble had burst in Japan.
That's right. It
took about 2 years before we figured out, oh, holy cow, everything's just going down the drain.
Right.
And people were just still coming and coming, and companies were hiring.
Do you know what the reason for that was? Reason for that was all those companies that were cutting people, a lot of people going back to learn English for retraining. And they actually rode that. When the economy gets bad, more people study.
You mean Japanese?
Yeah. That's what the whole wave was back in the mid to late 90s. They thought the economy would get better, but it never did.
Well, it was getting better, it's like everybody wanted to study English back in 1992.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, though. I think because do you know what it was? There was the Global Cup push back in the late 80s. I don't know, but you know, if you know about the Global Cup.
Sure, the Global Cup.
The Global Cup was what they called it, right? And people were really focused on globalism. And there was also, like in the late 90s, was Ibunka, right? Which is like other countries, other cultures. But the Global Cup, like actually, if you look at some old notes of people who were graduating in the early 90s, is they would say, I want to be an international.
Yeah, I was getting at all the time in my classes, I want to be an international man. But I think another thing was just the actual...
Like James Bond.
With the necktie and everything else. But yeah, it was in their dreams, and it's not a bad dream. But I think another thing that was just pushing was just the amount of money, the money velocity, money velocity that was pushing money around. People just had money to literally throw into the sky.
That's right, yeah.
And women were, just had all kinds of time on their hands, and their husbands were bringing home six-month bonuses, 3-month bonuses twice a year. And they thought, oh, I may as well study English. Mm. And the funny thing was, I wasn't getting much of that business, but most of my other white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed friends were. But I wasn't getting much of that business, but it was all over the place. And what it did was it made it possible for me to get more work because these people were doing their work privately.
Uh-huh.
Right?